This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the season of the UNC men's basketball team is over now. After a hard-fought game last night with Wisconsin, the Badgers bounced the Tar Heels 79-72 in the Sweet 16. It was a tough one to take.
I'd still coach my kids because they've been something else for me this year. It's been a hard year. But, man, they've been some great kids.
They played well last night. County and town elected officials met last night to work out how to fund recycling and solid waste services. Board members from the county and the town of Carrboro and Hillsborough said they would prefer a flat fee, but not members of the Chapel Hill Town Council.
Right now, I'm unwilling to ask people I represent to pay more to achieve a one-fee system.
And Dean Smith left a fitting final gift for all of his former Carolina basketball players. Traffic and weather together coming up, and of course we'll talk about the Carolina women still in the NCAA tournament, and
the Tar Heels became a lot tougher, but still not tough enough.
That's coming up in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
A lot of Carolina basketball fans waking up this morning and not feeling good. 8:06 WCHL, 64 degrees right now. 79-72, our final score last night. And more details on the game coming up in just a few minutes here on Championship Sports. County and town elected officials met last night to work out how to fund recycling and solid waste services. Legislative boards in the towns of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough met with the Orange County Commissioners. The Solid Waste Advisory Group, otherwise known as SWAG, or SWAG, made up of elected officials from each local municipality, has come up with two funding options. One is a two-part fee with $94 a year for urban property and $118 a year for rural property owners. Option two would be a flat fee of $103 per year for all Orange County property, and the exact dollar amounts could change since projections are based on the fiscal year 2014-15 budget. Now, board members from Orange County and the town of Hillsborough and the town of Carrboro said they would prefer a flat fee, but not members of the Chapel Hill Town Council. Here's Councilmember Jim Ward.
Right now, I'm unwilling to ask people I represent to pay more to achieve a one-fee system. Chapel Hill taxpayers are paying for more than they are getting in services.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith pointed to a UNC survey that found town residents make up only 11% of those who use Orange County's solid waste convenience centers. The mayor said the two-part fee would be more equitable. Others said the flat fee would be a way to spread out the cost. Here is Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
I found it really difficult to look at all of the services that are provided by Orange County in terms of recycling and really be able to parse out, what benefited, say, county residents more than rural residents.
A member of the Carrboro Board, Randy Haven O'Donnell, drew a comparison between students helping out with a whole group's recycling and the flat fee for the whole county.
You all know I teach, and my students, after their lunch, they've got paper, they've got bottles sitting on their tables. And if the mindset was, I'm only going to take care of my own recycling, and we didn't help with the other recycling that could be available to be taken care of, where would we be?
That is Randy Haven O'Donnell. She said a lot more. You can get it in the story on our website, chapelboro.com. By the way, County Commissioner Barry Jacobs, the chair of SWAG, also favors the flat fee. The four governments could agree on a funding plan for recycling and waste services by the end of next month. The Chapel Hill Carrboro school system is saying thanks, but no thanks, to a proposed school site offered up by Obi Creek developers East-West Partners. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
The proposed Obi Creek site was marked as a potential school location several years ago on Chapel Hill's land use plan. Todd LaFries, Assistant Superintendent for Support Services at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, noted that in April 2014, the Board of Education approved a resolution for the Town Council to recognize that potential site and to include that as part of negotiations with developers. In response, the Council asked the Board if the school site offered by developers should be reserved. As LaFries noted, the Board of Education has now come to a decision regarding Obi Creek.
At a recent board meeting, the board passed a resolution thanking the town council for honoring that process. The next was to communicate that we weren't interested in reserving a school site. There are some challenges with the proposed area that was offered to the districts as a school site.
One of those development challenges, said LaFries, is that the school would be difficult to access.
There would be an expensive bridge that would need to be constructed to cross over the creek.
In the final part of the resolution, the Board of Education expressed that the Chapel Hill Carrboro school system has other facility needs to address.
We would be open to looking at other potential locations for where a school could be built. We didn't specify that it would be within the area that is currently proposed for development by Obi Creek, and the board also communicated that we have 10 older school facilities that have a lot of financial need.
LaFries said it's too early to estimate the impact the development would have on the school system without a hard number of residential units to consider. Right now, however, there are some spot crowding problems that could be fixed.
Smith Middle School rises to the top of the list. In my mind, we had to close the school this year to new enrollment, even if you lived in the Smith zone. So we have some families who are being transported to either McDougal or Phillips or Culbreth.
LaFries said there is still some breathing room at the elementary and high school levels. The next projected need for a middle school is in 2023. In the meantime, said LaFries, the Chapel Hill Carrboro system would like to expand older schools while performing long-needed renovations. That, he said, would further put off the need for new schools. He added that it could also create the equivalent of an entire new elementary school. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Kids in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City school system were supposed to be out today, but it's being used as a makeup day, so school buses are out on the roads, which may not seem that extraordinary for a Friday, but it is a makeup day for students due to missed time from winter weather. Spring break is next week, March 30th through April 3rd. The next winter weather makeup day will be Saturday, April 11th. About 180 Lettermen who played basketball for Coach Dean Smith during his legendary coaching career at UNC received a check for $200 from the Dean E. Smith Recoverable Trust. This came as a complete surprise to all of them, but this is something that Dean Smith said he wanted done before he passed away. The accounting firm that sent out the checks told WCHL the idea had come directly from the coach earlier this year. The checks came with a letter that told the former Tar Heel basketball players that Coach Smith had sent a check with the directions to, quoting here, enjoy a dinner out, compliments of Coach Dean Smith. Kind of a special thing that happened, and of course it's been talked about all over the country now as word has gotten out, but just another example of what a special guy he was. WCHL News Time is 8:13, and time now for Traffic and Weather Together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And now, lo and behold, here is Jeff Hamlin.
Around right now, not a lot going on out on the roadways as people taking some time off, perhaps, or perhaps just recovering from watching basketball last night. But it is Friday morning, so it's not the most active time on the roadways. However, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior and phone in a report if you notice something that we don't. Give us a call here at 919-967-8363. That's 919-967-8363. Also, tweet us at chapelboro.com.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll talk to you again just a little while here.
All right.
Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road. And they're right next door to Whole Foods, so you can't miss them. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Town Hall Burger and Beer. It is 64 degrees right now. It was supposed to be a lot cooler this morning, but 64 nonetheless. Our temperatures are expected to drop. In fact, our high in the middle of the afternoon will be about 48 degrees, so a lot of variation there. Some strong winds late in the day, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 9 out of 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for showers. Cooler, low, mid-30s, still a chance for showers. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunny skies for the most part. High tomorrow, about 45 degrees, and some strong winds kicking up. Tomorrow night, clear, colder, with a low in the low 20s. And then on Sunday, sunny, not as cool, with a high in the middle 50s. So Kind of up and down weather here, a mix of winter and spring, I suppose. Town Hall Burger and Beer is the home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle, located in Highway 751 right across from South Point. It's the perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces and be in and out of there in the middle of a busy day in 20 minutes. We're going to go ahead and get to WCHL Championship Sports this morning. A lot to talk about. Let's talk about the basketball game last night. Big disappointment for Carolina fans, but the Tar Heels played well last night. In fact, leading a good portion of that game. It was a gallant effort by the Tar Heels, but not enough in the end to topple a very good top-seeded Wisconsin Badgers. The Badgers ended Carolina's season 79-72, the final score out in L.A. at the Staples Center. With details, here is WCHL's Jeff Hamlin.
Early in the second half, UNC used a 12-1 run to take a 53-46 lead, and that's when the pivotal point in the game took place with 11 minutes remaining. Wisconsin's Sam Decker missed a three-pointer, and J.P. Tokoto had a chance to put UNC up 9 in transition. But Tokoto ran into Bronson Koenig, no foul was called, and the Badgers proceeded to score consecutive three-point plays that triggered a 19-7 comeback run that would eventually put the Badgers into the Elite Eight. Coach Roy Williams talked about how the difference between winning and losing was so small.
We had JP on a breakaway, it's open court, and we didn't convert on that one, and then they came back and scored 9 in a row. We got back in the game again and had it to 1 and got them to miss a shot, and they chased down the rebound and threw it back out, and Gosser made a big-time 3.
The first half was evenly fought. Neither team led by more than 5 points, and UNC shot 50% from the field. Marcus Page, who finished with 12 points, felt UNC handled Wisconsin All-American Frank Kaminsky pretty well all throughout the night.
We gave him trouble both halves. Our defensive pressure is something we talked about coming into this game. We wanted to pressure them, not allow them to be comfortable, and we did that for the most part. The problem was we couldn't finish the defense on key possessions.
Justin Jackson and Bryce Johnson each tallied 15 to lead the Tar Heels, who once again couldn't hold on to a lead down the stretch. That's something Roy Williams says has been a theme throughout this year.
You have to congratulate Wisconsin. I'm tired of congratulating people. I feel like I've done that more this year, and I felt good about myself. But they're really, really tough kids. Last couple of days, I watched the Michigan State tape where they were beaten, and they won. Where Michigan had led a huge portion of the game and they won. I think the toughness that they showed today was really something.
It's UNC's first loss in the round of 16 in the NCAA tournament since 1992, ending a streak of 12 wins in a row. But Roy Williams says his team continued to fight both in this game and all throughout the season.
Just congratulate them, but you know what? I'd still coach my kids because they've been something else for me this year. It's been a hard year, but, man, they've been some great kids.
UNC ends the season 26-12. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
David Glenn of the David Glenn Show is with us now. And, David, it was a tough loss for Carolina last night, but the Tar Heels can end this season with their heads held high. What's your assessment of what happened last night?
Well, I think the starting point, Ron, is that the Tar Heels are one of the dozen or so best teams in the nation, and they lost to one of the 4 best teams in the nation. You know, that's what this is all about at this time of year. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Wisconsin, Arizona, Kentucky, and Duke are the 4 best teams in the country. Most people saw that coming in. Most people saw it last night. It was a close game, but a lot of folks expected that if it was close down the stretch, Wisconsin would hit their free throws better than the Tar Heels would, and Wisconsin would avoid the mental mistakes more than the Tar Heels would. And really, that's exactly what happened after the Tar Heels had given themselves the great chance to win the game.
Well, certainly you have to feel good if you're a Carolina fan about next season, not expecting anybody to leave. And the Tar Heels look like they're in pretty good shape going into the 2015-2016 season, for sure.
I agree wholeheartedly. And here's the bottom line to me. Does the culture of your program, is it in a place that everybody is inspired to come back as a better version of themselves? Because we all, if you just take a snapshot of all these guys right now, Marcus Page and Jackson on the wing and Tokoto and Bryce Johnson and a healthy Kennedy Meeks down low and then the rest of that rotation that is returning, that's a pretty good snapshot right there. if they're just the same version of themselves, they'll be a top 15 or top 10 team again. But if you come back as a better version of yourself, you know, a little quicker Kennedy Meeks that can get off his feet and defend better. Bryce Johnson's not as much of a defensive liability. Justin Jackson shoots well off season rather than for the late stretch of the season. Everybody has something significant to work on. If those guys come back as better versions of themselves, then you're talking about one of the contenders for the national championship.
No kidding. I mean, I'm feeling good when I have to look at it right now. You know, very high expectations for next season. David, what is your assessment of the rest of the tournament? One thing that I want to point out is that everybody keeps saying that it's a Sweet 15 in Kentucky and that there's no way in the world anybody can beat Kentucky. And you and I both know that, you know, you got to play the games. You know, you can't really crown someone champion until they actually go out there and earn it. But what do you think about the rest of the tournament going forward?
I think we're at that point where not only does everybody have good talent, everybody has a really good coach. And at least look at the left side of the bracket where we already know the Elite Eight. Kentucky, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Truly, you're talking about four of the eight best teams in the country. There's no flukish Elite Eight team on that side of the bracket. And you're talking about teams that do the little things well. You know, Notre Dame just shot a little better than the Tar Heels were capable of shooting for most of the season. Wisconsin, last night, their big men were a little better than the Tar Heels last night, whereas it was the Tar Heels' big men a little better than everybody else for most of the season. You know, it's these narrow margins, and I agree with you. We've all been around long enough. I think most of us believe Kentucky is the best team. But you know what? The 1999 Duke Blue Devils were the best team, and they fell one step short.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rick Pitino's 1996 Kentucky Wildcats had 11 future NBA players. They won, but they had a close call along the way. It's just easier said than done, and that's what makes this fun. If it was a seven-game NBA series, nobody would beat the Kentucky Wildcats, but it's not that format. It's one and done, and certainly somebody left in this tournament has a chance to beat them.
Well, you have to say they're the favorite, especially after the way they played last night, just dismantling West Virginia. It's really awesome to see them cranking when they're really on a roll. I mean, really excellent athletes.
No doubt about it. I mean, they're very deep. They have nine guys that John Calipari trusts. And there are things I don't like about John Calipari, but I think he deserves credit for a few other things. He gets high school All-Americans to be unselfish. That's not always easy. Mm-hmm. He gets them to play defense, which is not always easy. And obviously, this is one of the best defensive teams we've seen in modern college basketball history. So you have to hope to catch the Wildcats on a colder shooting night because you're probably not going to score a lot on them. But cold shooting nights happen all the time. Ask the Virginia Cavaliers. Ask, you know, a lot of others who are already home in this tournament. And that's what makes it less predictable, and that's what makes it fun.
Absolutely. Well, David Glenn, we appreciate your being with us today, and enjoy the rest of the NCAA tournament.
Thanks, Ron. Great to be with you, as always.
David Glenn, the David Glenn Show. You can follow him on Twitter, at David Glenn Show, and he always has interesting insights. Now, Tar Heel fans hang their hopes on the Tar Heel women, who are still alive in the Sweet 16. We talked with Walter Storholt, voice of the Tar Heel women, a little earlier this morning, and he laid out some keys to the game.
I think the key, I mean, it's just a given because of the matchups. But the key, Carolina can still win. They've got to be really efficient offensively. So limiting turnovers, like they've been better at this season, but we've still seen some lapses where they turn the ball over a whole lot in one half, 14 times just the other day. So really efficient offensively, limit turnovers, and shoot a high percentage, and Carolina's right in this thing with South Carolina. Chance to go to the Elite Eight.
Well, the Tar Heels play South Carolina tonight. You can hear it right here on WCHL. It's a rematch of what happened at this same stage last year. Last year, Carolina won. Let's see if they can do it all over again. Now, Carolina baseball. It is a mighty big weekend. Tar Heels have a three-game series this weekend against Miami here in Chapel Hill at the Bosch. Winners of their three out of their last four games, including a big series win down in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Tar Heels are ranked number 22 in the country. They're 15-9 overall. They're facing their tough conference opponent this weekend, number 21 Miami Hurricanes. And it's a three-game ACC series between two teams fighting for Coastal Division supremacy. WCHL's Avery Trindle has more.
Last season, the Tar Heels dropped two out of three games to the Hurricanes when they made the trip down to Coral Gables. But UNC head coach Mike Fox says he thinks this year's team will match up well with Miami's top two starting pitchers, Andrew Suarez and Thomas Woodry, both of whom are left-handed.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They always pitch well. You know, Suarez is back, and he's given us fits. They're going to throw probably two lefties against us probably Friday and Saturday, which, you know, we've swung the bat pretty good against left-handed pitching so far, but they'll be at another level.
UNC center fielder Sky Bolt, who leads the team with four home runs this season, says the Hurricanes will present a tough challenge off the mound just like always, but he also adds that he sees some similarities between the two teams offensively.
You're definitely going to have pitching. Miami's always had the ability to pitch on the mound, and I think they're a little bit younger with the sticks, but that's us as well. So the talent's there, but I think we're going to have to continually to adjust on the mound and make adjustments here early in the games this weekend.
That is Sky Bolt, and our thanks to Avery Trendle for that report. More of it on our website, chapelbrew.com. First pitch for today's opener set for 6:30 p.m. with the game being shown live on ESPN3. Zach Gallen, starting pitcher for Carolina. He will face off with Thomas Woodry, and tonight will be fireworks night as well at the Bosch, so get out there and watch, and go Tar Heels. WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels became a lot tougher, but still not tough enough. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The end of the season is always cruelly sudden for a team with expectations, and Carolina finished off an up-and-down year with one of its best games in the Sweet 16 in L.A. I would not be surprised if Roy Williams wasn't wishing that practice for next season could start right away, because this once-beleaguered team kept getting better and better down the stretch. Trouble is, so was the competition, and the season-ending loss to Wisconsin gave the Tar Heels a bird's-eye view of the kind of team they want to become in 2016. Tough with a capital T. The Badgers trailed for most of the second half at the Staples Center that at times seemed like it was splitting at the seams. But they just kept working on both ends of the court, and finally it was the fourth seed that cracked against the top seed. There's a reason they are the number one seed and have won 34 games, Williams said after the 79-72 loss that was closer than that. Wisconsin is an old-fashioned lunch pail team that keeps grinding and grinding, even when behind by seven midway through the second half. They started getting the tough rebound and making the tough shot and sinking all of their free throws. Carolina buckled with quick possessions that ended with poor shot selection, and the tide indeed turned. Wisconsin's five best players are three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore, and they all play their role superbly. While Carolina's defensive plan was well executed against 7-foot Frank Kaminsky, 6'9 Sam Decker killed them with a double-double that included a career high of 23 points. Josh Gasser was one of Wisconsin's lightly recruited players, who was the heavy on Marcus Page, containing number 5 until Page made a couple of deep threes trying to keep his team alive. In the end, the Big Ten champions were just a little too tough. A month ago, Carolina looked like it would have the same old team back next season. But it doesn't look that way to me anymore. The top 10 players will get back to work in the offseason, improve their shooting, get stronger in the weight room, and use the mistakes that resulted in 12 losses to toughen them up. Then they will have three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore in the starting lineup that, as Williams said afterwards, could be one of those teams that's in the conversation to win the whole darn thing. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design, and Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground, and Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, or go to stanleymartin.com.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make
make friends, and have fun.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
You've built our future. Hi, this is Barbara Jessie Black, Executive Director of PTA Thrift Shop. As we celebrate our one-year anniversary of our newly redeveloped Carbro location, we are humbled and so appreciative of the support we continue to receive and are looking forward to serving our community and schools for many more years to come. Your patronage allows us to continue our mission of supporting the Chapel Hill Carbro City School PTAs. Thank you for continuing to build our future.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And a look at your Chapel Carborough weather reveals that we have a rather unusual circumstance this morning. Our temperature right now is 64, but our high today is supposed to be 48. I would translate that to mean that the temperatures are going to actually cool down gradually, and then by the middle of the afternoon, it'll be in the upper 40s. So that makes sense anyway. Showers, much cooler today, and some strong winds kicking up later on in the afternoon. 30 miles per hour in gust. Chance for rain, 90% today. Now, tonight, that diminishes to about 30%. Our temperatures, though, in the middle 30s overnight. And then tomorrow is sunny with a high of 45, also windy. Tomorrow, a clear, cold, low in the low 20s. And on Sunday, sunny, not as cool with a high in the middle 50s. So we're talking about some cold weather here. Town Hall Grill, home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. It's located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Investigators in Germany have gone through co-pilot Andreas Lubitz's apartment and his parents' home near Frankfurt after he deliberately flew that Airbus into a French mountain on Tuesday and 150 people died. Correspondent Alan Pizzi with some new details.
They said they found torn up notes indicating that he was receiving treatment for a medical condition. They don't say if it was physical or mental, but one of those notes apparently carried the date of the day of the fatal crash. It looks like he was being treated for something and was hiding it from his employers.
But here's what they did not find.
No suicide note, significantly, and no indication of any political or religious affiliations that may have led him to commit that act.
The Washington Post is reporting that the co-pilot hid psychological treatments from his bosses at German Wings. The carrier is now setting up a family assistance center in Marseille in the region of the crash site in southern France. Relatives and friends of those who died can receive emotional support, according to the airline statement. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
61 degrees. Temperatures are actually starting to go down now. We had a high or a low or whatever you want to call it this morning of 64. Now temperatures down to 61 by the middle of the afternoon. Upper 40s is what we're talking about here. Good morning. It's 8:32. I'm Rod Stutz. Dr. Beth Miller announced that she would be retiring as of July 1st from her position in the athletics department at UNC. She has been there a very long time. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with Beth Miller.
Beth Miller has been a part of the athletics department in one capacity or another at UNC for 40 years, beginning as the volleyball coach in 1975. She says that in making the decision to retire, she just felt that now was the right time to call it a career.
As much as I love my position here and this job and the career I've had, it just seems like it was time, and there's some other things I'd like to do, and just felt like the timing was good.
Miller, an Appalachian State grad, held many positions during her time at UNC.
When I first came to Carolina, I was full-time teaching. I was an assistant professor in the health and physical education department and coaching part-time, and then I moved into full-time coaching. I was volleyball coach and softball coach actually for a year, and then continued coaching volleyball and became the business manager and then was assistant athletic director
Miller's final title at Carolina was Senior Associate Athletics Director and Senior Woman Administrator. She says that while her female peers may be outnumbered, she feels they are doing great work at UNC.
But I think here at Carolina, even though there are not as many women, I feel like the women in the department, including myself, have certainly had a prominent role and been able to help shape the department and contribute to the department very well.
Miller adds, seeing the student athletes progress over their time at Carolina will always stick with her.
The way our student athletes mature when they come as freshmen, and then you see them grow during their years here, and then when they become senior, it's just really special to see them move on and to have a career and families and really come through this athletic department, and they're participating in their sport and then contribute to their communities.
Miller says that she's still wading through many congratulatory emails and that she's very appreciative for the many colleagues that are reaching out, even hearing from those at the NCAA offices. She adds that she will miss the daily interaction with those she has worked so closely with over the last four decades and seeing the student athletes grow. But next, Dr. Miller says that she is wanting to travel more and fill her time volunteering with organizations that she has just not been able to contribute to in the way that she would like during a very busy career. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
A lot of good things going on at the university. Kevin Guskowitz is co-director of the sports-related traumatic brain research center at Carolina, and he says he does not expect to see a mass exodus from contact sports because of all the discussion about concussions. And once again, here is Blake Hodge.
Chris Borland of the San Francisco 49ers, a guy that retired after his rookie year, just saying that he was concerned going forward. Do you think that's something that you may see more of? Do you think that that's warranted in most cases?
Yes, so I've been asked about Chris's case here in the last week, 10 days, since he did retire at, I think, age 24 after just a year. And I commend him for making a decision like that. And I think it's important that we put good information about concussion and the later life challenges that some athletes have experienced to get that information in front of players today and athletes of any sport and allow them to make an informed decision and an individual decision, I think, in this case that needs to be made. I've been asked, do I expect this to be a trend? And I don't know the answer to that. If I had to guess, I'd say I don't expect a lot of professional athletes to line up behind him in this regard, and I'm not suggesting that they shouldn't. I just don't expect that we'll see this mass exodus of athletes in his situation at that young of an age. But I'm pleased that he made a decision that he felt was best for himself. I don't know his medical history. There may be a history of prior concussions during his high school years or college years that led him to make the decision. But I am proud of him, respect his decision. I would hope that others would as well. And I think that it'll certainly shed light on the way in which people should make these individual decisions.
I don't know if this will be an easy or a difficult question to answer, but is there anything that stands out over your decades now of service in this area that maybe you're most proud of or you're most happy whenever you look back that this individual piece of your work has either furthered discussion or made us aware of a certain thing that we weren't before?
Well, I think some of our work lately has centered around changing behavior and a culture around this topic. And I think that I'm proud of the fact that our work here at Chapel Hill, I think, has enlightened sporting organizations about how to do this the right way. I think there has been a culture shift around the topic just about at every level of play. I was very proud of the fact that some of our work here at the collegiate level, where we've placed accelerometers in the helmets of players, of our football players at Carolina and our youth hockey players, and more recently at Chapel Hill High School, where the parents and coaches have allowed us to do some work, some research.
Again, that is Kevin Guskowitz speaking with Blake Hodge. There's a lot more to that conversation. He talks about a lot of other things, including the story of Ryan Hoffman, the former Carolina football player who's been brought back here to Chapel Hill. And that entire conversation with Blake is going to be later today. It'll be posted on our website at chapelbrew.com if you'd like to hear that. But our thanks to Kevin Guskowitz, co-director of the sports-related traumatic brain research center at the university. And a final reminder on today's News Around Town stories, it's Carolina baseball season. Tar Heels have a very important three-game series coming up tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tar Heels hosting Miami, and we will have some fireworks tonight after the game. first one, first fireworks night is tonight. And then there will also be fireworks shows on Friday, April 10th, Friday, April 24th, and Friday, May 15th. Shows will last for about 6 to 8 minutes. Visit GoHeels.com for more information about Carolina baseball. Again, you can still get tickets to tonight's game. Tar Heels taking on Miami. And we hope you will go out and support the Tar Heels. Mike Fox and the Tar Heels kind of bringing it all together right now. Things are coming together pretty well, but this is a mighty tough opponent coming in here to Chapel Hill this weekend. And remember, Carolina women in the Sweet 16, they are in Greensboro tonight, taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks, and you can hear that game right here on WCHL with Walter Storholt providing the play-by-play. WCHL News Time, 8:39. Neris Levy has today's commentary, and that's on the way next.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, you recently figured out that Franklin Street has now been in business for 25 years. No small feat given recessions in the 80s, the 90s, the tech bubble in 2001, and who will ever forget 2007?
As always, Sammy, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, right.
Watching the Super Bowl and hearing Katie Couric ask, what is the internet anyway, really made me think about how we managed to survive all that. In the 90s, everyone said that independent real estate firms would disappear, but the internet, as much as anything else, leveled the playing field.
As always, I couldn't agree more. When anyone, anywhere Googles Chapel Hill Real Estate, we are right there in front of them, and our website is unsurpassed in delivering what they want.
And the next thing they need, whether they live here or not, is someone who truly is connected to the community. Did I mention that we've been here for 25 years, paying attention to what matters most to homebuyers?
Kip Ballou, all business, all the time.
Franklin Street Realty, still crazy after all these years.
Wow, still crazy after all these years.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at FitchLumber.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
841 WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz, and now through Sunday, you can still win great prizes by playing the Chapelboro Bracket, presented by Hickory Tavern in Carborough. Prizes like $50 and $25 gift cards to local restaurants are awarded to the winners and runners-up after every round. So if your original NCAA bracket is busted, and a lot of them are, start playing the Chapelboro Bracket presented by Hickory Tavern today, and you're going to be a winner. Go to chapelboro.com for all the details.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I am on the board of Orange Literacy. Recently, I had the privilege of attending one of Orange Literacy's night classes at UNC Hospital. Beginning at 10:30 p.m., the students, employees from various parts of the hospital, arrived and took their seats. They represented many countries. All those assembled worked the second shift and had already done a day's work before their class. Language questions were numerous. Topping the list was how to better communicate with colleagues and patients. Such classes are the backbone of the melting pot that is the USA, and non-profit organizations such as Orange Literacy are at the forefront of efforts to enable cultural integration and social mobility. We have over 12,000 people in Orange County alone who cannot read and write English with competence, many of whom are native-born. This is bad for our democratic system. Please think about becoming a tutor and the difference you can make in the life of a family if you give your time. OrangeLiteracy.org and public libraries can tell you how to become engaged. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is a trying top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
During the Subaru Love Spring event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimony from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase.
No matter what model car you buy, you will be pleased by the superior customer service attitude and effort of all of the employees at Performance Subaru.
Thank you, Rick. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Our goal is to have you say, wow, and then tell us how your wow experience, so you can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru Love Spring event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 48 months. Our lease 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i for $240 per month. View our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow! The Subaru Love Spring event. Wow!
Stock number D5673 FFA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year based on MSRP of $23,140 and selling price of $22,084 with $2,999 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 administration fee. $0 security deposit. Detailer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st, 2015.
Join the Trolley Stop in celebrating their grand opening in Chapel Hill on Saturday, March 28th. It's time to taste the fresh, made-to-order hot dogs and toppings that have made the Trolley Stop famous on the beaches of North Carolina since 1976. With a focus on quality hot dogs at a simple price, it couldn't be any easier to choose the Trolley Stop. Check out Trolley Stop Hot Dogs on Facebook and view their menu on single platform. Grand opening is Saturday, March 28th. So many choices and only one stop. The Trolley Stop, Chapel Hill.
846 WCHL's Ron Stutz on your radio, and coming up on WCHL later today, it is Aaron Keck. Aaron, in the afternoon, all of your local school officials and town officials and everybody else checks in with Aaron Keck on a regular basis, and then it's the WCHL Evening News from 5 until 6 p.m. on WCHL. So bring yourself up to date on what's happening all over the community with Aaron Keck here on WCHL. Right now, let's take a look at your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Sturdivant's Tire Pros. And here is Jeff Hamlin.
Well, Ron, as always, well, at least throughout this morning, at least, it has been pretty clear out there, so don't worry about a thing. If you, however, find some traffic problems on your commute to work or wherever you need to be, just give us a call here at WCHL and be a WCHL Road Warrior, 919-967-8363. That's 919-967-8363, or tweet us at chapelboro.com.
Well, let me just tell you what a pleasure, an immense pleasure it has been having you on the morning show today.
It is all too rare. Thank you so much, sir.
Exactly. And you know, we miss Nikki, but you did a great job. Thank you so much. And I guess she's going to be back on Monday.
She'll be back in on Monday. Yeah. Just wanted some time off with her family.
So. All right.
Hey, all right, sir.
Listen, have a good one.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Hamlin on WCHL. And Sturdivant's Tire Pros proudly supports high school baseball for over 12 years. They've been doing it a very, very special way for the last 12 years. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale as well, located on Highway 54 west of Chapel Hill. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by by Town Hall Grill. It is 61 degrees right now. Temperature's actually going down by the middle of the afternoon. We'll be in the upper 40s, about 48, 49 degrees. A big chance of showers today, 90% chance of it. And tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain continuing, although not as big a chance. Low tonight, 35. Tomorrow is sunny with a high of only about 45. It's going to be windy. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, downright cold again with a low in the low 20s. Then on Sunday, sunny, not as cool, with a high in the middle 50s. Town Hall Grill, home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. I'm Ron Stutz. Good morning.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Were you a part of the army that made the Indians leave their homes? Well, this was David, my five-year-old grandson, who had been learning about American Indians at his preschool at University Presbyterian. He knew that I'd been in the army, and so he wondered if my duty included enforcement of the Trail of Tears. Well, when I was David's age, the stories I learned about Native Americans emphasized the dangers on the frontier from brutal attacks and scalping and kidnapping and torture faced by the brave settlers. The magnitude of this shift in perspective showed itself again as I prepared for a recent trip to Florida by reading a book, Finding Florida, A True History of the Sunshine State by T.D. Allman, who sets out to puncture holes in all the treasured founding myths and heroes dear to Floridians. His documentation of the brutality and ineptitude of the Spanish explorers in their attempted colonization of the paradise gave me no problem. I did not mind learning that Ponce de Leon's discovery of Florida, founding of St. Augustine, and search for the Fountain of Youth were simply creations of the imagination of Washington Irving. Nor was I greatly disturbed when he showed that some of the characters whom Florida honors were selfish, conniving knaves who cheated the Spanish, tricked the Seminoles, and tried to enrich themselves on the backs of exploited peoples. But I bristled when Allman took out of some after some native North Carolinians, such as Duncan Lamont Clinch. Clinch served under Andrew Jackson in the U.S. Army, protecting the borders from incursions of Indians and runaway slaves who operated from inside then Spanish Florida. According to Allman, Clinch was responsible for an operation at Negro Fort. Clinch, under orders from Jackson, led the operation in which, according to Allman, on July 27, 1816, U.S. forces perpetuated one of the worst massacres in U.S. history. Mothers with their children were murdered and their leaders tortured to death. Well, coming home to North Carolina, I found myself again surrounded by debates about the racism of formerly admired heroes such as the great education governor Charles Brantley Aycock. But he'd won his office on a platform of disenfranchisement of blacks. And, you know, then there was the former Secretary of State and UNC trustee William Saunders, who was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan after the Civil War. And then there are the brave Confederate soldiers represented all over the state and on the Carolina campus by statues. They fought not only for their homeland, but also to preserve slavery. Well, I wondered whether our pride in our state and country depends on the sanctity of those previously accepted as heroes, or whether we're better served by critical examination of their faults and those of our society. I hope my grandson David and his generation will find a way to confront and learn from the many tragic mistakes in our history. But I also pray fervently that they will not overlook our forebears' achievements and their imperfect but profound progress towards a land of growing opportunity and fairness, one that really does merit admiration and pride. This is D.G. Martin.
All right. Thank you, D.G. 853 WCHL. Always a pleasure. And I appreciate your being here this morning on WCHL. It's a mighty big day because even though the Tar Heel men lost last night 79-72 at the hands of the Wisconsin Badgers, they made it to the Sweet 16, folks. Didn't quite make it to the Elite Eight, but the Tar Heel women are still alive. And the Tar Heel women will be playing, guess who? South Carolina tonight in Greensboro for the right to move on to the Elite Eight. Yep, Carolina also in the women's Sweet 16. So listen to that game right here on WCHL. Walter Storholt will have all your play-by-play on WCHL.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done.
At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys.
Where are my keys? Where are my keys?
The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers.
With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
A salute to today's WCHL hometown hero, Charlie Maurer, coming up in just a moment here. But first, do you remember the word of the day? Not from Wayne Pond today, but from Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Wayne Pond. What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. If you'd like to be a winner of a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, the word of the day with Wayne Pond is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? The number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Charlie Maurer, who's a deputy with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. And Sheriff Charles Blackwood is here. And Charles, why is Charlie Maurer such a special guy?
Well, Charlie brings to the table a lot of tools. He's a great manager. He's a great leader. He worked for many years at UNC Police Department and became the chief of the UNC Police Department. And after retiring and spending a little time running the roads with his wife and enjoying some square dancing through the community, he decided he still had his heart in law enforcement and wanted to come and hang out with us at the sheriff's office. And Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass hired him on as a bailiff at the courthouse in Chapel Hill, and he is a savior to many. And just a kind word and a smile always when you come in the courtroom. He knows exactly how to handle folks and how to treat folks with dignity and respect, sometimes in their most trying times. And he's just a real treasure to us, and we were very happy to have celebrated his 80th birthday the other day.
My goodness. Well, I understand he is known as the keeper of the courtroom.
He is. The judges down there really have a lot of faith in him to calm situations, to make certain that people are treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve, and to make certain that he does that and still keep the courthouse and the court personnel and staff safe.
You have to have a certain mindset to be a law enforcement officer, especially in this community, and you understand that as well as anyone. Tell me just a little bit about Charlie Maurer's mindset and why he has chosen to do this.
I think he's, when you talk about the quintessential people person, that's Charlie. When you see him, he knows no strangers. He's always got a smile. Firm handshake. He's got hands are just made of steel.
Yet he's 80 years old.
80 years old. Fantastic. And he hadn't lost any of that, but he still knows how to temper conditions with, again, that dignity and respect that every situation deserves.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Charles Blackwood. And congratulations to Charlie Maurer, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Well, congratulations to John Paul McClellan, who called in with the word of the day. It is esoteric, E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C. It's an adjective. It means a rare, special, of unusual interest, that sort of thing. So John Paul McClellan gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And Wayne Pond will be back on Monday with the word of the day on WCHL.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program.
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Art Spot in WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Temperatures going down, 59 degrees, showers in our forecast, 90% chance of that. By the time we get to the middle of the afternoon, our temperatures will be down to about 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, small chance of rain, cooler tonight, low middle 30s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and target.